Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Over the past few years, our guest on this segment has been at the helm of a pioneering approach to the way small business conducts the lead generation and sales process. Clayton Mask is the CEO and co-founder of Infusionsoft and the co-author of a new book entitled Conquer the Chaos, How to Grow a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy. The book, by the way, is ranked number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list, number 3 on USA Today's, and it's also now on the Wall Street Journal's best business books list. Clayton joins us now on the line from Infusionsoft headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. Clayton, welcome back to the Small Biz Brain.
Hey, thanks so much, David. Great to be with you.
It's always great to have you. So you and your co-author, Scott Martino, team up to write this book together. As you begin the process of assembling the themes, the ideas, what was your sense about the gap you wanted to fill with the book?
The freedom gap. So many entrepreneurs more and more entrepreneurs are starting businesses. In fact, it's at an unprecedented rate. If you look at the stats of what's going on, people are starting businesses in droves, and the economy is also contributing to that, by the way. And some people are just starting businesses because they have to. But what's happening is people are going into business expecting and looking for freedom, and what they get is all too often nothing close to it. In fact, it's chaos. And so we wanted to address that gap and explain why it's there and how to fill it.
Why are small business owners subject to going so crazy? What are some of the themes you find as you talk to them and as you continue to develop the work over in Infusion, which I know is in part solving the problem of the crazy?
Yeah, you know, they need more time. They're wearing so many different hats. They're just running like crazy, you know, 90 miles an hour with their hair on fire, trying to get everything done. But they're wearing so many different hats, and they are just struggling to keep it all together. And it's so unfortunate because they started the business wanting that freedom and feeling like they're going to have more time for their friends and their family and themselves, and they don't have that time. Time is what I hear all the time, when I talk to entrepreneurs, and that's what creates this feeling of chaos and overwhelm.
Yeah, the time is the new gold standard in all things small business. One of the things that struck me about this book as I look through it, you're really talking about a whole person here. It's not just a business person, not just a business owner, not really only an entrepreneur. It's a whole person. In fact, you talk about emotional intelligence and creating a constructive work-life balance, all part of this freedom theme.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about the chaos that ensues when you start a business, and it truly is chaos. It happens when you start getting customers and when you have employees and when you have vendors and all the different things you're trying to manage.
Yeah.
In order to manage it, there are two types of strategies that we recommend. And the first is around mindset, and that has to do with emotional capital, as you said, and what we call disciplined optimism and the independence that you need as an entrepreneur. Those are the mindset strategies, and then there's some system strategies, and the system strategies are around centralizing your operations, getting everything organized, and then the second is follow-up, and the third is automation. And so we talk about those system strategies and break those down more specifically in the book as well as the mindset strategies. But it's mindset and system, and it all starts with emotional capital, making sure that you are able to handle what you're about to head into.
Yeah, the unknown, for sure. You've said, Clayton Mask, that the most neglected marketing principle is the follow-up process. And in fact, the entire solution your company at Infusionsoft provides is aimed at exactly that element of marketing. Why is it so neglected? Are we back to the time thing? Or talk to us about your vision for an ideal automated approach to marketing. What does the ideal solution look like?
Sure. Well, the causes first. It takes a lot of time to follow up with prospects and customers. I mean, who doesn't have a stack of business cards or some leads or some emails that you've got to get back to somebody on? And all too often, those go stale and they end up slipping through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens because time is required. But the real cause, that underlies everything, is this.
Mm.
most people have their information spread out in different systems. And so you've got some information in one place. Maybe it's a contact manager, another information in email marketing, some another piece of information that's in your QuickBooks or your accounting system. Then you got some stuff in Excel spreadsheets, and then sticky notes and calendars and notepads and who knows what.
Yes.
And so it's all disorganized, and then it becomes totally manual when it's disorganized. And so the key is this. The ideal system, as you said, is one that's automated, where you've got automated follow-up occurring that's personalized and is very organized. That can't happen until you get everything in one place. And so the first trick is to get it all sent in one central location, and then to be able to do that follow-up in an automated fashion.
Centralize and automate. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I recently connected with Craig Jacobson. You know, Craig, you work with him closely. He's an associate over there at Infusion. And we're working on a project together. And in that project, I interviewed a classic, that you're going to love this, a classic brick-and-mortar business owner. This is a guy that does furniture work and reupholstery in San Diego, okay? And I'm sure he's on your system. And I was struck with how a classic old-school, in quotes, business guy would completely embrace the idea of automating his sales process. It was quite amazing. I mean, I don't know how old this guy is, but he's been in business for 35, 40 years, you know, and it's a brick-and-mortar model. We will see more of this, where you have a brick-and-mortar becoming a click-and-mortar and incorporating the automation both on the front end of the sales process as well as follow-up?
Absolutely. We've seen that exact shift over the last couple of years, where more and it used to be that our customers were internet entrepreneurs. They were they were web companies, and then more and more we started to see that they were brick and mortar companies that were wanting to use the power of the internet more effectively. And so I agree. I think that what you're seeing with this furniture company is going to be the norm in the future, where the lines between brick and mortar and internet companies are just totally blurred.
It's a beautiful thing for Infusionsoft as well and the work you do there. When I saw you at InfusionCon not too long ago, I asked you about the ecosystem of partners you've created with Infusionsoft. This digs kind of into the way it's built out. Was this an unintended consequence of building out the company? Did you know that you would be creating this structure of networked partnerships and functional relationships like you have?
You know, it's so funny you ask that, because I was just talking about this morning. We didn't expect that. We didn't foresee that. In fact, we have a handful of strategies that we use to propel the growth of the company, and for the last 7 years, we've had those strategies articulated. There were four until about 3.5 years ago, we added a fifth, and the fifth one is leverage the ecosystem to build the Infusionsoft economy. And we added that because of what we started to see. And so I wish I could say, oh yeah, we saw that, we knew that was going to happen. No, we didn't. It just sort of started to happen, and then we realized that it was becoming an integral part of our strategy to help partners, service providers, people come together to enable small businesses to grow using the power of Infusionsoft. And so it's been a really neat thing to see their businesses grow and prosper, and it's fun to see them come together at our conferences, and it's just a really important part of what Infusionsoft is now.
Back to the book, Conquer the Chaos, How to Grow a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy. Scott Martino, how do you know Scott, and how did you guys team up? What did the process of writing this book look like with Scott?
Yeah, you bet. Well, Scott is one of the co-founders of the business with me, and he actually is a brother of my wife. So that's how I met him many years ago, and we've been great business partners for nearly 9 years now.
So with a shared vision to build the company, along comes the idea of framing some of the solutions that you're providing, framing the problems, and then creating the solution with the company. And continuing to do that. Tell us about the structure of the book. We've hit on a couple areas. We're talking about the whole people. Give us a sense of what the reader can expect as they walk through this.
Yeah, the first section of the book is called The Quest for Freedom. We talk about the entrepreneurial revolution that we're in the middle of and the freedom that we're all after as entrepreneurs. We talk about how chaos comes into the business in Chapter 2. And in Chapter 3, we talk about the fact that the reality is you need to grow or die. There is no in-between. You're going to grow, or you're going to die. And some people don't want to grow, and they say, "Nah, I'm not into that." And what we try to teach people is there's no status quo. The world around you is changing, competition's changing, technology's changing, products and markets are changing, your employees are changing, your customers are changing, and so a status quo approach is really not a winner's approach. And so we're trying to teach entrepreneurs that to be winners, you got to be growing.
Yeah.
And so that's the first section of the book, The Quest for Freedom. Mm. The second section is all about the mindset strategies, which I referred to. The third section is about the system strategies.
Yes.
And then the final section is about not falling back into the trap of chaos.
Mm, I love it. The book is Conquer the Chaos, How to Grow a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy. Co-author is with us today, Clayton Mask. We've been visiting with Clayton Mask and Scott Martino, his co-author. The website for the book, ConquerTheChaosBook.com. And, of course, Clayton and Scott are co-founders of the company Infusionsoft, which goes hand-in-hand with the book in that it provides remedies for the chaos you're experiencing as a small business owner. Clayton, as always, great to have you on the program, a real inspiration. Continued success with all the projects you're working on. And thanks for joining us on the program.
David, thanks so much. I appreciate being on here, and your visitors can go to that website and download some videos, an ebook, and some small business growth tips. All of that's at conquerthechaosbook.com.
Perfect. Clayton, a pleasure as always. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much, David. Appreciate it.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.